chapter 6. Bani, if thou put up collateral for thy re'ah, if thou hast shaken hands in pledge with a czar, thou art snared with the words of thy pay, thou art trapped with the words of thy pay. Do this now, Bani, and deliver thyself, since thou art come into the palm of thy re'ah. Go, humble thyself, and plead with thy re'ah. Give not shena to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a gazelle from the yacht, and as a zippor from the yacht of the fowler. Go to thee, Nimalah, thou, Atzel. Consider her, Drachim, and be haham, which, having no katzin, or shoter, or moshel, prepareth her lechem in the kaitz, and gathereth her food in the katzir. Ad Mosai, wilt thou lie down, O Atzel? When wilt thou arise out of thy shena? Yet a little shenot, a little slumber, a little folding of the yadayim to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as a prowler, and thy need as an ishmogen. A worthless person, a wicked man, walketh with a perverse pay. He winketh with his eyes, he shuffleth with his regal, he pointeth with his fingers. Tapuchot is in his lev, he deviseth ra continually, he stirs up medanim. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly, suddenly shall he be destroyed without marpet. These shesh things doth Hashem hate. Indeed, Sheva are an abomination unto his nefesh. Haughty eyes, a lashon sheker, and hands guilty of shafakdam naki. A lev that deviseth wicked makshavot, raglaim that are swift in running to ra'ah, an ed sheker that speaketh lies, and he that soweth medanim among ahim. Bani, keep the mitzvahs of Iha, and forsake not the Torah imeha. Bind them tamid upon thine lev, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall guide thee. When thou sleepest, it shall be shomer over thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the mitzvah is a ner, and Torah an or, and tohachot musar are the derech hayim, to be shomer over thee, keeping thee from the eshet ra, from the smooth lashon of the nochriyah. Lust not after her beauty in thine lev, neither let her allure thee with her eyelids. For by means of an isha zonah, a man is reduced to a kakar lechem, and another man's wife will prey on the nefesh yikarah. Can a man take ash in his chek, and his clothes not be burned? Can one walk upon hot coals, and his regel not be burned? So is he that goeth into his Eshet Re'ah. Whosoever toucheth her shall not go unpunished. Men do not despise a ganef if he steal to satisfy his nefesh when he is starving. But if he be found out, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give hon of his base. But the noef with an isha lacketh lev. He that doeth it destroyeth his own nefesh. A negah and dishonor shall he get, and his harpah shall not be wiped away, for kinah is the hamat gever. Therefore, he will not spare in the yom nakam, he will not regard koper, neither will he be the appeased, though shohad be great.